The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to another Panji Jenny 告诉你. My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那今天我们的节目呢，要跟大家说说很常见，然后平时很受欢迎的一些运动品牌，他们的读音，你有没有读对？
Okay, so we're talking about like, popular athletic brands, clothing brands.
Sports brands.
Yeah, sports brands. Yeah.
所以你应该很喜欢今天的节目啊，因为
Actually, yeah, I do.
对, you're so into working out.
I'm a sporty kind of guy, Jenny.
Yeah, you're a sporty kind of guy, and I have become a sporty kind of girl.
Okay, a sporty chick and a sporty dude. Alright, cool.
好，那今天同样的，如果你到我们开言英语的微信公众号，就不仅能听到我们的节目，并且你能看到相对应的文字推送，我们也会把这些运动品牌的发音，它的这个音标放在里面，更好的帮助你来学习啊。但是在说这些具体的品牌之前呢，先问一下 Spencer。运动品牌或者这种运动服装、mm-hmm. 前面我们就用了一些不同的英文词
Yeah, so we were saying、you could say like athletic brands or you could say like、sportswear
对因为 sports 是我们最先学的就是这个词的意思是体育、mm-hmm. 对吧 sports、mm-hmm. I like sports、mm-hmm. 然后这里大家要注意它后面的一个 s 复数呢平时你一般都会用的、mm-hmm. unless you're talking about one particular kind of sport、
mm-hmm.
除非你是讲一个特定的一项运动、
mm-hmm. Right.、And one more thing I think、I could say here really quickly.、athletic brands.、athletic brand 的意思就是比较广一些。比如说 like, athletic brands can, 也可以包括什么 like, 运动、设备 like, some sort of like, yeah, equipment, you know、what I mean?、but like, sportswear is just 运动衣服。
服装对 wear 就是穿的衣服。
对。
或者服装对吧、
服装对。
所以呢 sportswear brands, sports brands, 或者 athletic brands 都可以啊、mm-hmm. 但是就像 Spencer 说它可能包括的它的这个含义有点不一样。
对。
那你说的 athletic 那个词呢就是我们说运动的
yeah,
或运动员是一个 athlete,
是吧 yeah, 运动员是 athlete, so.
但是 athlete 就是比较专业的就不像我们我平时爱运动 but I'm not an athlete.
我不专业吗
我说我就你是很专业的你是一个但我就不是啊。
Yeah, so I mean, you don't have to be, you know, Usain Bolt to,
博尔特,
yeah,
太专业了吧。
Yeah, you don't have to be a 博尔特 to, wear athletic brands.
好,那 let's, get started, 就具体讲讲这些品牌的读音。那第一个我要讲的呢就是这品牌我觉得真的就是这几年红起来的、然后现在特别多、这个品牌就是
Under Armour
Under Armour、因为很多朋友就会把它读那个缩写 UA、但是在美国基本上、人家就读 Under Armour 这个、the full name because it's not that long and not that difficult
Under Armour we don't say UA
不太说 UA
UA sounds kind of weirdfun fact about Under Armour, it was created, 这是在我大学玛丽兰大学创造的。
哦、oh, 真的吗
?Yeah.
哦、oh, 因为所以你读大学的时候就有这个品牌啦。
So I graduated, 对我是09年毕业了那时候已经有了但是不是像现在那么红。
怎么红对。我真的觉得就是像现在吗库里斯。Steph Curry 代言他库里他Curry 咖喱
咖喱
然后这品牌真的我觉得它是比较它好像有很多 innovative fabric material 创新材料、穿着很透气很舒服、
and you know it really allows you to we say the clothing allows your body to breathe
breathe 就你们会用呼吸这个词
yeah, 对吧对
所以有一些就很透气的很吸汗的衣服、英语就可以说 it's like a breathable material
yeah, it's a very breathable material
很透气的
it lets air in and air out
对现在不同的品牌都会出这种新的、我们可以叫 material of fabric 这种布料、对吧
对、
好Under Armour 那大家以后记住不要再说 UA 了 要 say it properly
Under Armour
Armour 其实就是 就以前古代士兵都 wear like armor.
Yeah, yeah.
就是他们穿的那种盔甲，对吧？
嗯，对，盔甲，
很有战斗感啊。The logo kind of has that feeling.
Yeah,
the logo.
Yeah, it does, right? And I, the reason why it's called Under Armour, I think I could be wrong, but I think originally it was they wanted you to like wear it underneath. It was a thin fabric that could keep you warm, but also 很透气的。
Okay, so, like, 它就有 under 这个词在品牌里面。
Yeah, so like you would wear it underneath something else, but it's really thin, so it's not like, you know, it's 不是特别厚的。
所以刚开始他们是做这种保暖又透气，有点像内衣，然后后来就变成一个运动 sportswear brand, athletic.
Well, I mean, it was always for athletic purposes.
哦，一开始就是给运动员做的，但是没有像现在这么的 popular 广大啊。好，那接下来我们要看的一个品牌呢，就是全球最著名的吧，当然也是个美国牌子，耐克。
对，耐克。So Nike.
Nike. Now, Spencer, 我以前以为这个读 Nike. 我很小的时候，因为按照英语的发音，我就想说 L-I-K-E 是 like, 那 N-I-K-E 就是 Nike.
Yeah.
后来发现，哦, no, it's Nike.
Yeah, Nike. Yeah, so Nike actually, this isn't a word that like was created by that company. Nike was actually the name of like a goddess in Greek mythology.
对，所以它这个其实，这个耐克的品牌或者它这个名字是你说 Greek mythology 就是古希腊神话里面一个 goddess
yeah goddess
女神的名字她叫 Nike
yeah
她是个什么女神运动女神吗
well she was this goddess was like the here's a hard word for our listeners personification of victory she represented 她就是代表 like to represent
就 Wonder Woman 神奇女侠
The original Wonder Woman
最早的神奇女侠
是啊
高嘎多所以就是希腊神话里面象征胜利的女神的名字
对
然后你看她的那个logo 嘛可能全球最有名的一个 logo 之一就那个钩子那个钩子的英文叫
The swoosh?
对
we call it the swoosh The swoosh
Swoosh, 对 S-W-O-O-S-H, yeah,
Swoosh.
对、
yeah.
哎、告诉大家一个好玩的事前两天我在逛街然后我儿子突然跟我说他说妈妈为什么这个 Nike 的 Swoosh 是反过来的然后就是一个山寨的店
对山寨的
然后我就告哦我说这不是真的 Nike 我说是个山寨、yeah. 然后他又问我、yeah. 什么是山寨啊
It's fake
好我们这里讲到真的啊 Nike Swoosh、
yeah.
OK 好那接下来的一个运动品牌来自欧洲
是应该是德国的
德国对、
yeah. Adidas
阿迪达斯
yeah, 阿迪达斯也对
这个也有中国山寨的叫阿迪王啊什么的
Of course for every brand that there is in the world there's like 10 fake ones in China
对这种山寨的可以说 fake 或者 knock off
对 knock
对吧
off 对
所以这个 Adidas 重音就是不是 Adidas 什么是 Adidas
no, yeah Adidas
Adidas yeah, 在第二个 D 上面、mm-hmm, 对吧重音、mm-hmm. 好那接下来的这个彪马这个也是德国的是吗
也是德国的 actually I know a little history about this. I think originally they were like there was
same
like,
company.
Yeah, like way back. And then I don't know, they had some problems and whatever, and they split off into two different companies.
对对对
like way back in the Olympics, they ended up supporting different runners by giving them shoes.
对，就是本来是一家，然后后来就 split 分成两个公司，
yeah.
一个是 Adidas， 还有一个就是下面这个彪马。
Yeah, Puma.
Puma, 哦、
yeah.
这个我之前真的也不知道怎么读是 Puma, 什么
Puma, yeah.
Puma,
也是一种包、哦、like 美洲包。
美洲豹对
Puma, 对
美洲豹。
Yeah, 豹对第四声。
所以它是象征 speed, 速度对吧
Exactly.Next up on the list,this is also, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about this brand, but Reebok.
Reebok、
yeah.
你说 mixed feeling 就是你对这个品牌印象有好有坏、
yeah.
是吧
Yeah, I mean I used to like them and then I bought a pair of their like CrossFit shoes and they were cheap pieces of crap like a piece of the sole so like
鞋底鞋底
对鞋底对 the bottom of the shoe a piece of it just like came off one day when I was working out
那你没有买你是买山寨的吗
没有啊是在纽约买的 like I bought it at a like a Foot Locker or something and
Foot Locker 是美国很大的一个卖运动鞋运动品牌的连锁店
对对 Yeah, so anyway, I don't really like Reebok after that anymore. I haven't bought a pair since.
Reebok. Mm-hmm. 诶，你说到这个喜欢的这个运动品牌球鞋，我以前一直是穿 Nike, 健身啊什么，但后来我又觉得 Nike 的鞋Anyway, 我不知道，可能 they didn't, yeah, really work,
对吧？
对
like,
work well for me. 但我后来试了下一个品牌，我觉得特别好，就是 New Balance.
Okay, New Balance. Yeah, I used to like New Balance, and then I heard they gave money to the Trump Foundations, or Trump's campaign.
Oh, 特朗普，川普。
So I'm not going to support them anymore.
但他鞋子蛮711 runner 那个跑鞋，就New Balance,New Balance,其实我觉得他以前也是很红，后来不太红，现在又红了。
Mm-hmm.
好像运动品牌有很多 they go through these cycles,就是一些复古风，复古我们可以说。
Yeah, 复古就是 retro.
Retro.
Yeah, so like they were popular before, then they were out hala, now they're back hala, and they're hot because they're 复古, they're retro.
对，你讲到这个 retro, 接下来一个品牌，我觉得现在在美国也又很红起来，比 New Balance 更复古。就是冠军。
Yeah, champion.
Champion, 对不对？
Yeah, we used to wear those when I was champion sweatshirts when I was a kid, and yeah, then I remember no one wore them, and.And now they're back.
对，他在 Instagram 上面很火、啊。
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. A full cycle.
Yeah. Well, it kind of makes sense. I wore it as a kid. Now our generation has kids, and like we tell our kids, like, hey, we used to wear this when we were kids, and maybe they like what their parents liked. I don't know. Whatever.
你说到这个复古，我又想到。像我们中国的飞上海的飞跃嘛、不是什么法国人、they bought some part of portion of it、
yeah.
and they made it really popular、
mm-hmm.
kind of a cult following、
yeah.
cult 就比较小众的那种潮牌
对
吧
yeah, 对、yeah.
诶那最后再说这个品牌呢我觉得现在它在国内也开始开门店啊什么有红起来，特别如果你爱练瑜伽的人，这个品牌你很熟悉。
哦，这个 Lululemon，
对，露露柠檬，这是加拿大温哥华的品牌。就是你到温哥华去，就是满大街都是 Lululemon。
Really? Yeah, I think it's kind of expensive. I don't know. I've gone.
是很贵啊，所以很多人就觉得它有点 too elitist, 太精英化了。而且就是好像之前它 they kind of got into trouble in North America because their sizes were too small. 因为
or Americans are too big.
它的那个 size 都它不会出到特别特别大的码，所以有一些很大码的女生啊什么，就是说你们这品牌太装了，太精英，好像我们得很瘦才能穿你这个品牌。
Okay. So did I don't know? Did the bigger, more overweight people think this was discriminatory?
有可能吧，但反正它这个就是设计也很漂亮 ，yoga pants, yoga, bra tops,然后还有就是它整个一个风潮就是比较athleisure.
Yeah.
这也是一个新词。
Yeah. So athleisure. So or leisure.
就我们前面讲到的 athletic 那个 运动。
Yeah. So it's kind of like athletic and comfy at this, or like relaxed.At the same time.
对，然后是比较休闲，而且有 there's a sense of style and design. 好，那讲了很多不同运动品牌。I'm sure there are brands that we left off. 还没有讲了它的读音，大家都可以在留言里面问我们。以后我们也可以做后续的节目啊。那最后呢，我还是想跟大家再讲讲，比如说球鞋，
okay.
因为一个球鞋在英语里也有好多好多不同的名字。
Yes, this is true. So 球鞋。Yeah, I mean, if you directly translate it, it's like ball shoes. but we have tennis shoes. We have
tennis shoes, 网球鞋，但不一定是说要打网球才能穿的。
Exactly. It's just another word for it are sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers 可能是最like a broad general term.
Yeah. Sneakers are definitely the most broad, and then tennis shoes are also pretty broad.
Broad, 对，就是你说一般的运动鞋、跑步鞋，就是可以说 sneakers or tennis shoes.
Yeah.
但我说跑步鞋现在不是，你也可以说 runners or running shoes.
Yeah, running shoes. And then we have I like cross training shoes.
对，你前面说 Reebok 你买的那个叫什么 cross training shoes?
No, those are CrossFit for like CrossFit is
CrossFit 有很多 gym 在
Yeah, it's like this type it's a type of like working out
健身就是很 hardcore、就是、很厉害的那种、
我不觉得他们那么厉害、
好那我们再说鞋
了 anyway what was I saying cross trainers oh they're kind of like they're like runner shoes that you could wear them outside they're not、mm. they're not made for the track I mean、
就不是真正跑步 track 那种
yeah yeah you could use them to run like anywhere but you could also like work out in the gym with them they're kind of like multi-purpose
比较多功能、那像比如很多篮球迷喜欢买 Nike 喜欢那种什么 Air Max 气垫、或者以前 Jordan 的那种、
yeah.
那种篮球鞋
yeah 就是篮球鞋是 basketball shoes
basketball shoes
yeah, yeah.
或者你就是很统称的
high tops
high tops 因为它鞋高是高帮的、
就是超过你的那个脚腕
超过那个脚踝的那个
脚踝、
High tops、yeah. OK 今天学到很多那希望大家喜欢我们这期节目你喜欢运动吗 What kind of sportswear brand do you like? Do you wear?、大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享、好那我们之前也做过节目教大家讲不同的一些时尚品牌还有一些快速消费品的品牌我们都会放在今天的推送里那大家也可以去查看一下那如果呢你想在听我们节目之余平时有更多的时间听英语学英语那你一定要看看我们的开言英语会员课程、
That's right
对因为我们会员有一个完整独立的课程库里面有不同级别、然后我们现在已经有差不多1000节各种各样主题的课程
That's a ton I can't believe we've recorded that many
这么多年积累下来对而且我们每天会更新会根据大家的需求做出大家平时生活工作中还有兴趣知道的海外文化的这个英语主题 OK 如果你想先来尝试呢可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单我们有免费试用的链接之后你想购买呢价格也很便宜
629元对吧
对学习一年只要629 OK thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys I'm in love with your body shape of you